evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday evening Make Life More Epic Inspirational Conference Call and Podcast for Thursday, February 12th, 2015. My name is Drew Cove, speaking to you live from beautiful Isla Verde, Puerto Rico, at the start of our 21-day business trip cruise vacation. I'm the president and founder of Unshackled Solutions. It's my absolute privilege to host this call each and every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. here in California, and 1 p.m. on Friday for you, those of our friends dialing in on Skype from Sydney. This call is recorded and available for download, podcast, and replay by noon on Friday Eastern Time from my website, www.makelifemoreepic.com. This week is going to be a little special because you are getting the raw, unfiltered insights from my first 24 hours away from daily life. I would encourage you to grab your journal, notepad, something to write with so that you can jot some things down as they stand out to you. I believe tonight is going to be absolutely exceptional. A few brief announcements, and then we'll get into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I mailed another 265 Own My Life postcards on Monday. And these are beautiful, full-color postcards with a beach scene on the front and a 45-second presentation on the back. If you're a network marketing professional, this is your ticket to build your business without asking friends and family if you can do practice presentations with them first and then ask them for 10 names and phone numbers of people that you can call to build your list. This is a simple, effective, duplicatable system that doesn't require beating up on friends and family. We've got a 130-page book, an online store, an online marketing system, a lead system, and the postcards themselves, which all go along with the 14-day lifestyle cruise we are sailing away on this Sunday out of here, San Juan. So if you'd like to receive one of these beautiful postcards and evaluate if it can help you build your business, please get in touch with me. Provide me your mailing address, your phone number. I would be happy to send one out in your general direction. For those of you not sailing with us next week, don't miss Wednesday's recap, held the third Wednesday of the month, our normal Wellness Wednesday, February 18th. We're going to be doing a recap of the company-wide kickoff event, which took place in January. This is going to be held at the Springfield Country Club, west of Philadelphia, and we are expecting about 500 participants. I do realize this is not going to be local for everyone on our call, so if there's something like 30 different events happening around the country, so and there's a few others around the globe, if you're not near you, please contact me, and I will absolutely get that information out to you soon. Also, March 18th, Mr. Jimmy Smith in Malvern is doing for March 18th, 7:15 to 9:15 at the Sheraton Great Valley Hotel in Fraser on the corner of Route 30 and 202. This event is just basically going to be, 90 minutes of actual presentation time. We start about 7:30, wrap up just about 9 o'clock, and some networking time before and after. But 90 minutes, we can show you everything you need to know, make an informed decision about your future with this opportunity and whether this is something that's going to help you get in the direction that you want to get to with your goals. We are just two sleeps away from sailing on the 2015 Ice of Pirate Barefoot Training Cruise, hitting 10 islands, having a phenomenal time, relaxing, coaching, getting mentored, and growing our businesses. I woke up this morning with another awesome notification on my phone telling me that a new associate had just joined our team, and that's why we call this a 21-day paycation, because we go away, we relax, we learn, and we get paid. Our team continues to grow because we have some awesome folks, quality people that we've attracted to this organization, and we are working together to build a pretty phenomenal group. So David T.S. Wood said that being a network marketing professional is like joining an incredible personal development program with an out-of-this-world compensation plan. So we'd love to have you join us next year, completely paid for by your business, as a business expense for the advertising, promotion, and training that's going to happen on this cruise. Speaking of training, Trace and I will be sharing the stage with Dr. Ted and Joyce Brooks, Randall and Betsy Burt, Joe and Denise Pareka, Gina and Scott Mode, as well as Dr. Michael Colgan for so our cruise club is really going to be learning from some exceptional couples in the industry. But truly the best part for everyone on our team is filling up the evening dance cards that Randall has out with the schedule for who you're going to have dinner with each night in the main dining room with some of our top 20 six- and seven-figure income earners in the company, hearing how each of them has built their businesses and really just getting so much knowledge and information, and the personal connection with these folks is just tremendous. So because of all the import and onboard training involved, the marketing opportunities this cruise presents, you really should discuss the potential tax deductibility of this trip with your CPA or tax expert. So if you're thinking about cruising with us on the Ice of Pirate cruise in February 2016, I do now have in my possession the 2016 attempted cruise forms in my inbox the first week of February. First week is going to be February 13 to 20 for all teammates in Fort Lauderdale heading Grand Cayman, Jamaica, a private island. And then the second week we are sailing Saturday, February 20th to the 27th for teammates who have reached the rank of manager or above hitting Nassau, St. Thomas, St. Martin, all aboard the Oasis of the Seas. So if you're interested in more information about that, please get in touch with me either through the website or the Facebook page or 855-21-GOALS, and we'll be happy to get you rocking and rolling on that. Lastly, if you're looking for a wall calendar system that shows you 90 days vertically by quarter, there's a link to that on the Isotopes Facebook page, and you can message me. I'll get you a link to that to use for your 90-game game plan, which allows you to start with the end in mind and then deconstruct it and work backwards. Are you guys ready for the inspirational portion of tonight's call? I want you to buckle your seatbelts, grab your journals, and this is going to be great. Here we go. So yesterday, Wednesday, we fly down. Probably one of the most relaxed adventures through the airport I think we've had in a long time. We weren't stressing. We had plenty of time to get to the plane. Everything was great. And we were kind of just laughing at our fellow passengers a little bit because some of them were freaking out. But that happens when people travel, right? So we turned in our bags. We waited in line, accepted my complimentary massage. And actually, let me back up. I want to talk with you a little bit about connecting with people. So I'm wearing my yellow I'm Living the Dream, You Can Too, Ask Me How t-shirt. It's got two beach sandals on the front of it. Bright yellow shirt. We bought these a year ago, had them made up, got them for a couple people on our team, and we've really been having great results with these. So I'm wearing this shirt. We're handing our bags to the young lady who is Tamara, who was putting tags on our luggage and checking to make sure they were the right weight and all of that kind of stuff. So we're going through all of that, and she says, okay, you got me. Tell me about your shirt. What's the shirt mean? What's this all about? So we sat after a brief little conversation with her, got her name, her number, set an appointment, you know, scheduled a talk with her. Great, wonderful. Walk out of there, drop our bags on the carousel, right, and figure we'll stop at the bathrooms before we get in line for the security checkpoint. So Tracy goes in first. I hang out with her bags. And meanwhile, there's a group of baggage handlers. They're kind of joking, Josh, goofing around. And one guy was just, I mean, you could just tell. This guy lights up a room when he walks in. And it's like one of those people you just know you want to connect with, right? Well, Tracy finishes out. She comes out. She watches the bags. I take my walk down to the bathroom. And this guy happens to go in the same time I do. So, you know, we're washing our hands at the sink. And we just kind of, I kind of started a casual conversation. Like, you seem to, like, have a lot of fun. He goes, yeah, I like my job. I like what I do. And we got to know, you seem to be really good at connecting with people. He goes, yeah, everybody says that, you know, I get along with them real well. They really like my energy. I said, you know what, that's great. I am really looking to connect with some people for my team, for my business, that are great connectors, that are great with connecting with people. And I think you might be a good fit. Would you be interested in learning more? He said, absolutely. Hand him a business card, ask for his name and phone number, ask when we could get a chance to talk. That was two, okay? We get to the security line, and in BWI, the C line is usually shorter, and it did look shorter, but they only had two carousels open, so it actually seemed to probably take longer than it should have. Some of the other passengers were upset about this fact, mind you, and there's a guy at the head of line handing out airport surveys, which just made me laugh. So we're standing there, and one of the ladies, you know, same kind of opening remark, okay, you got me, what's the shirt mean? Because I'd taken my jacket off and set it down, and, you know, facing one direction for a little bit, facing the other direction, we'll see who starts the conversation. So the nice thing of this shirt is it totally changes the whole direction of the conversation. Now they're asking us. Okay? So her and her husband, they're traveling to Tampa. We start having a conversation, and Kathy and Don, and we got going, and it seemed like she was pretty interested in what this was all about. They already had a business that they do currently, all through the Internet, all stuff that they do out of their home. And so it would be nice to add another stream of income. So we got talking. I hand them a postcard, got their information, set the appointment, and we're going to talk after they get back from the trip. So very, very simple system of just connecting people, wearing a shirt that says, I'm living the dream. You can too. Ask me how. Connecting with people. So if you're thinking that you'd like to get one of these shirts to your business, absolutely would love to help you guys be able to do that. We've got about 5 days left in our current run if you'd like to order one. It's very simple to do that. Just go to this website, teespring.com, T-E-E, like a golf tee, T-E-E, spring, like the season we're all waiting to arrive, teespring.com/ Live the Dream. Like I said, there's about 5 days left. I don't like to go out and prospect. I like to prospect when I go out. This is a very effective at amusement parks. I've used it waiting in line for a roller coaster, standing in line at the airport, obviously, going to the grocery store and finding the longest line you can to check out in. It is an awesome way to connect with folks outside of your immediate circle of influence by creating a situation where they are asking you for information and then you simply get to share. It totally flips the feel of the situation. If you've ever been uncomfortable trying to start a conversation or connect with people, this shirt absolutely gives you a tool to get them to ask you what it is that you have to offer. So if you always feel like you're pushing, you're selling, you really should order one of these shirts. The $20 will pay for itself with your first enrollment because of it. So hit it up, teespring.com, teespring.com/livethedream. And there's a link to that in my Instagram bio, the Isotopes Instagram bio. All right, so back to the call at hand that we're on, connecting with folks. I smile and just laugh as my fellow travelers are complaining about the security line being slow and only have 2 lines working. Because I'm sitting here saying, hey, the longer I'm in this line, the more time you guys all have to stare at my shirt. And, of course, my conversation with Kathy and Don was loud enough that, of course, people, a couple of them around us are going to hear, right? So they've only got one person checking boarding passes, and the other person is sitting there kind of exclusively for the TSA pre folks, which so they create this big, long security line, and they let you pay extra to get the short version. I don't know. It seems a little odd to me, but, hey, whatever. Not going to get bent out of shape about it. So we get to the scanner. I say I want to opt out. They call the guy to come over, who is very nice, and I make the joke with him, as I do with all the screeners when I opt out, about not wanting to miss my complimentary massage. I mean, after all, I paid for it, right? For what I paid for the flight, I better get a real nice massage out of this deal. But now here is the interesting part. He actually engaged me in conversation. And I've done this, you know, for the past 2 or 3 years, you know, ever since the security screenings changed. And it's really kind of neat the way different people will engage as they have, you know, some of them like their job, some of them don't. And so you're trying to get an idea to get a feel for them and see if there's a way you can connect with them here. So this guy started a conversation back. He engaged me. I found out that he invested 2 years in massage therapy school. And then he quipped at me that I was not getting his services for free. I passed the test, you know, we wiped his gloves, put on the machine, and I was off. Not every conversation results in a lead, but if you're going to be a network marketing professional, it's all about genuinely connecting with people. And I mean, I kind of feel for the guy who went to school to help people for massage, to bring healing through his hands, and he landed as a TSA security screener, patting down folks who, for one reason or another, and there are many, choose to opt out of the scanners. So I would have loved to have helped him get back into an opportunity where he could bring health and healing to people, but one thing we all learn is that we can't always help the people who need it most. We can only really help the people who are open and ready. And John Ashcroft says that's about 3% of any given population that is ready now, that we're going to be able to assist now, that we're going to be able to support now once they've made the decision. And we can help educate them, but it's really up to them to decide, and then we're just going to be here to support. So the deal is we've got to talk to a lot of people. Well, we don't have to, but if we want to grow quickly, we talk to a lot of people. We generate conversions through those conversations. We use our postcard system, and we use this T-shirt as a simple, duplicatable way to expand the number of people you connect with in any given day, and literally anybody can do this. The neat thing about these systems is that we've worked to design them to bypass the common fears that often hang people up in the industry. See, I don't have to call anybody who hasn't already asked me for information. That's way easier than the interruptive marketing style of trying to call someone who's in the middle of making dinner for their family and convince them to spend time on the phone with me so that we can present the opportunity to them or to see if we can schedule them for an interview or whatever the process is. So all that to say, to be a successful network marketing professional, you require a team that embraces a duplicatable approach, that has a proper screening method to qualify people for your time to see if, you know, can they follow instructions, they follow a system, and then you need to be able to teach them a very simple, easy, step-by-step, checklist-style, duplicatable system that they can use to succeed. If you're on that type of team, you're going to do really, really well. We don't need more product experts. We don't need more salespeople. Teachers do tremendously well because that's what this is about. This is about sharing and teaching a simple, duplicatable system. Do A, B, C, D, repeat. We attract folks who know how to have fun helping people while being consistent and faithful, following the system, following the steps daily. And it's proven to work efficiently and effectively time after time after time. So back to the travels. We get to the terminal. We fill our, go down the water fountain, fill our bottle with the flight, because obviously you can't carry water through the checkpoint. So we take empty water bottles, fill them with the water fountain, and we got with something on the plane. And we shoot a quick, hey, we're off to San Juan, we'd love you all, video, put it up on Facebook, and we hop on the plane. I love flying Southwest simply because I really dislike being nickel and dimed. I want the price to be the price. So Southwest, boards by when you check in ahead of time, unless you pay extra for priority boarding, which we just choose not to do. And the unfortunate part was a family of six boarded towards the end of the C group. And, of course, there are no longer six seats together. I mean, once you get to the end of the Ds, good luck finding a seat for two of you together, unless it's sharing across an aisle. So Tracy and I had a window seat. Another couple across from us had the window seat. So the mom took three kids to the back of the plane, and the stewardess was saying, well, we'll do the best we can, but wasn't exactly all that helpful. So the father sat down across the aisle from his son, who landed next to us. Gee, I wonder if I can prospect a five-year-old. This will be interesting. So we wound up helping this young man get his bag under his seat, tighten his seatbelt because he was pulling the wrong direction. And I really kind of wanted to find out where we stood, what kind of flight was this going to be like, and try to help out his flustered dad a little bit. I mean, you're trying to get six kids, and you can't all sit there, four kids, and you can't all six go to the six of you. So I distracted his son, Davis, for a few minutes, asked him if he'd flown much, if he liked to fly, had he ridden roller coasters, where, what was his favorite park, his favorite TV show, where was he going on vacation, what was he looking forward to, did he like to swim? And Dad didn't freak out, so I guess that's a good thing. See, Dr. Mike Murdoch is all about discovering difference. And if you spend any time on any of his calls or reading his materials, you'll talk about this thing about discovering distance. I realize. I just totally changed gears and I threw some of your for a loop. That's okay. Catch up. Here we go. There's difference in a moment. Find the difference in a person. Discover the difference in a situation. Discover what it is that sets this moment, this person, this interaction, this conversation apart. And how do you discover difference? You ask questions. This whole call tonight is about connecting with people. The way we connect with people, the way we recognize difference, the way we discover the people that we're trying to attract, that we want to connect with, is by asking questions. If you struggle with connecting with folks, practice asking, connecting questions. And practice stringing them together in a sequence. So asking a follow-up question based on the answer you received to the last question. Do you go on vacation much? Where do you like to go? When was the last time you were there? What first made you want to go there in the first place? What are some other places you'd like to visit? How many vacations a year do you like to take? Write a list of then better questions. So write a list of better questions and then practice it. Questions that are going to result in a yes or no answer are not always great questions. Questions that prompt a response of a sentence or two tend to be better. What's a neat place that you visited? But if you try to nail it down with what's your favorite place, then you wind up engaging that left side of the brain, and you get them analyzing, their options. So make sure your questions stick on the right side of the brain, the creative side, the emotional side. What vacation made you feel most relaxed? What vacation destination made you want to stay there forever? We're asking the dreaming questions, okay? This is how you connect with folks. Find out their passions. Find out the dreams. Here's where, when money is no longer an issue for you, I'm future pacing. I'm showing them the life they could have. I'm saying when, not if. I'm saying when money is no longer an issue for you, implying that as you get started with this opportunity, yada, 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 right? When money is no longer an issue for you, what are your dreams? When money is no longer an issue for you, where would you like to travel? Where would you like to buy your first or second vacation home? Where would you like it to be? Have you been there before? What's appealing to you about that place? And we're trying to stay on the right side of the brain a little bit. Now, have you been there before? It may go left brain a little bit, but what's appealing to you brings you right back onto the right. So, the conversation I had in the airport. Oh, the shirt? Thanks for asking. Yeah, we're actually headed to San Juan for a 21-day Caribbean vacation. Where are you guys heading to? Really? Do you go there often? And by the way, my name's Drew. What's your name? Awesome. So Fred, when money is no longer an issue for you, what would you like to do with your time?
That's pretty neat. You know, if I handed you a blank check for $1 million with a stipulation that you had to donate it to a charity, where would you donate? Now, let me ask you guys this. You know, what's a better question? Why did you choose that charity, or can you share with me your personal connection with that charity? You know, left brain, right brain. Why did you choose that charity? Left brain, analyzing. Now they're thinking analytic. Can you share with me your personal connection to that charity? Now we're talking right brain, feeling, emotions, what it is that drives them. Okay? Back to the shirt. So, Fred, let me ask you a question. Do you have, you know, 1 to 2 hours a day, 3 to 4 days a week to a work-from-home business for the next, you know, 3 to 36 months, if you knew that it could produce a second stream of income that could potentially replace your full-time work? Now, questions are supposed to be 7 to 15 words that end in a question mark. That sentence was probably a little longer than that, but I want to give you the idea. Great. What do you do for a career now? Short, concise, to the point. Well, I work for blah, blah, blah. You have a wife, kids, family? Cool. You know, I like connecting with folks that share similar values. But obviously, you know, right now you and I are both in a rush. When's a good time that we could talk for about 20 minutes when you could be in front of your computer or tablet? Oh, Tuesday? 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock? Okay, I'll do 6. All right, get my pad. I start writing stuff down. Fred, what's your last name? Good. What's the phone number for you? You have an email address? I can send you some stuff? Great. All right, so I'll give you a call. I'll send you a text message just to remind you to keep your calendar. Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Great. Here's one of our postcards, by the way. This is kind of an instrumental piece of our simple system that we use you to help you be successful, and you can download a free ebook from that website. Look over. I'll call you Tuesday, 5. Great meeting you. I got to run. See you. And you move on to the next thing you got to do. So back to, I'm on the flight here with my young friend Davis next to me. And I start asking him some questions. His dad puts headphones on, relaxes into his book, and I eventually open up, you know, Prosper magazine and start to read cover to cover, followed by ICE News. And, you know, I just haven't had a chance to really go through these, haven't made the time while I'm making the time on the plane. I thought events were awesome for building belief in this industry. But when I read the Prosper magazine from cover to cover, oh my goodness gracious, if you haven't read this magazine, you really need to do it. You require this information. There are several millionaires in there throughout our company history who you're going to find came from the exact same place that you are right now. This will absolutely help you overcome some of the mental blocks that are keeping you stuck and help you move forward to take action. And something hit me on the plane. We've arrived. I feel like we've arrived. We achieved one of our quote-unquote consumption goals. I've been reading this book that a fellow entrepreneur gave me, Rob Strobridge from Dover, called Decide by Steve McClatchy, all right? And Steve breaks down life into pain tasks and gain tasks. Pain tasks are the things that we have to do to keep from getting yelled at. And it can be as simple as you got to make sure you get the trash out and get it to the curb in time for the guys to pick it up, because otherwise it's going to stink up the house. But it doesn't really become a pain task until you wait till, you know, Monday night when it has to go out, or worse, Tuesday morning right before the guys get there and you're chasing them down the street trying to throw it in the back of the truck, and you get that victory. I made it, because we're addicted to that biochemical release that happens when we put something off to the last minute and then slide in just under the wire. Right? So those are pain tasks, and they can be things at work, reports you have to write, whatever it is. But pain tasks, emails are pain tasks, things that we just have to do, because if we don't, somebody's going to get upset that we haven't gotten back to them. The pain tasks always seem urgent, whereas gain tasks move us towards our either consumption goals or our creation goals. We'll talk about those two in a second. And one of the most effective ways that Steve talks about to get the pain tasks done is to intersperse them with the gain task, because doing a pain task doesn't do anything for us, it just saps energy. But doing a gain task, whether it's a consumption goal or a creative goal, if we intermix that in there, will give us some dopamine release, will give us some endorphin release, because we complete something that we're excited about that moves us forward. It's going to help us be able to stay more focused. So how can we use this to gain some momentum? I had a customer who asked for a quote to renovate their bathroom, and I was putting off, you know, putting it together for him because I had other things that were, it's a gain task, it's going to produce something for me later, but I didn't want to, the customer didn't want to do the work until April after taxes came back, and I had other quote-unquote more urgent pain tasks that I had to get done before we left for the trip. So I kind of put this quote off, but I didn't want to wait till March to get back to the guy. That wouldn't could be very good. So, but there's something about the endorphins and the dopamine associated with the emotional lead-up to going on vacation that just gave me a renewed energy to crank out some of these quote-unquote pain tasks, the things that I felt were holding me back, the things that I just needed to get done and hadn't made the time. And it's just like, wow. It's amazing how much I accomplished in the last 24 hours before we left. And this book is teaching me more ways that we can do that more effectively on an ongoing basis, just not for vacation, not just before vacation, because we're learning to gamify and learning to use our brain chemicals and the old built-in fight-or-flight things to our advantage. So let's break down those consumption goals versus the creative goals. Consumption goals are things like vacations or the occasional but well-deserved extravagant purchase, like an expensive meal, a luxury watch, a new larger TV. For some people, it's clothing when they hit a weight loss goal, right? Now, if you've got a long ways to go, hit the thrift store for the first couple of marks until you settle into something you think you're going to be at for a while. But the thing is, if we do this too often, we start using credit cards to make these consumption goals happen, and then we wind up creating pain in our lives. So this requires diligence to not allow it to get out of hand. But these create nice temporary sources of energy. Now, I think for us, this 21-day thing is kind of a bigger deal because we've been building up to it for a longer time and really kind of had made this 3 weeks, 21 days was kind of a big deal for us. So I think we're going to have a little bit longer-lasting effect out of this than just a simple, we went out for a $50 dinner or a $60 dinner instead of, you know, something less. But these are temporary sources of energy. But the thing is, if you want true passion, true drive, true long-term endurance, then you've got to create the biochemical feedback loops that make you want to do the gain tasks over and over again to get that feeling. And that really happens more so with the creation goals. So writing a book, getting a promotion, earning a higher education degree, becoming a volunteer, designing or completing a new space inside or outside of your home that's going to bring you pleasure each and every time you enter it. Or just simplifying your life by eliminating clutter and the quote-unquote stuff that we might need one day. Your goals are your goals. I can't set them for you, but I can help you identify them and then reverse engineer them, schedule them, and hold you accountable to them. We actually wound up hiring someone to help us declutter our house because it was simply faster and more effective. Hire people who play at what you have to work at. So the creation goals have a much longer-lasting, long-term effect, and you'll remember them more as being significant. Consumption goals are fun, but the feeling is kind of fleeting. But we can use both in the course of our day, little victories and big victories. I shot a video put on Facebook about celebrating the little wins, finding ways to celebrate the little wins so that we get those endorphin and dopamine releases that make us want to create more of those wins. So we get off the plane. No, sorry, we're on the plane, and we're, you know, halfway to wherever we're going, and I get this sense, this feeling of, man, we've kind of arrived, we've achieved the goal. Finally, after 11 years of marriage, we are taking a 3-week, 21-day vacation together. We've worked for this, we've saved for this, and in fact, I think we almost need it given the pace that we choose to live the other 49 weeks of our year. But it occurred to me, you know, one day soon, we're going to be able to pick up and fly across the country at the drop of a hat if we need to, something with our kids, or because we want to. We're close. I can taste it. And being on the plane and the connecting the feeling of flying with the emotions of we've made it, the emotions of we are on our way, the emotions of everything got done and everything got packed and we're going to go enjoy 21 days in the Caribbean, I was doing what John Ashworth calls fully emotionalizing with the visualization, fully emotionally engaging it. I was using the doublet trigger that he trained me to use on the audio series that I purchased. By the way, that totally revolutionized how I look at business. And there's so much power in this. So if you're stuck, I'd love to do some coaching with you and help connect you with some of the mentors and some of the tools that can assist you in this area. So let's fast forward. We get here. We land. We get, you know, everything straightened out. The rental car, yada, yada, yada. Get to our place, crash, get up. I watch the sunrise, relax for like 4 hours, just sitting on the balcony, watching planes land, watching the waves roll in, watching the sun come up, and unwinding and enjoying our 20th floor view of Isla Verde. Tomorrow we'll hit the pool, the beach, maybe go for a run, I don't know. I spent a big part of today just unwinding, and part of that's why we came down early, you know, so that we weren't spending that trying to unwind when we got to the cruise ship, which is a big to-do getting on board. And the other thing was Tracy found that Wednesday flights were so much cheaper than Saturday flights that we could get a room and spend 4 days here for basically the same price it would cost us to fly in on Saturday. So I unwind, I scroll Facebook, I veg out, I read my book, continuing the 7-day superfood challenge, courtesy of Dr. J. I pick up my book of prospects and suspects in the afternoon, because now we're on Atlantic time, we're an hour that much further away, so I had to wait till California woke up. Picked up my book of prospects and suspects and started making some follow-up calls. Secured one no, got one, nailed down one false number that was given, scheduled an appointment or two, had a great connecting conversation with two others. In fact, I'm sitting here doing the conference call tonight and my phone's ringing with one of the young men calling me back to chit-chat. It looks like another lead just came in through the website. And so this is cool. We're producing, sitting here on the conference call. It's phenomenal. And we're getting these people pointed towards their next steps. See, I can work this system from anywhere. Every so often, you know, a prospect becomes a suspect and enters the WPP, Witness Protection Program, never to be seen or heard from again. But I still leave a voicemail, and, you know, when the time is right, maybe they'll be ready. Or maybe they won't. Doesn't matter, because there's always somebody who's waiting. Create more leads than you have time, and then you have a business. Some folks like using Facebook and LinkedIn to search for people and generate leads. That's great. I don't think that everybody can do that. I think some people find that difficult and challenging. I want a system that anybody, and I mean anybody, can do. And for me, that's postcards and the T-shirt. It's all about being duplicatable, and we're bypassing the fears that stop 80% of the folks that we talk to from ever considering becoming a network marketer. Yeah, for some people, it's that fear of picking up the phone or calling somebody they don't know, or, you know, what if they say no, or what if, you know, whatever the rejection thing is. People don't usually say no. I think it's very, I might get a, I'm not interested, or I'm not interested anymore, but it's very hard, very, very infrequent that somebody tells you off or curses you out, or any of those things that we fill our heads with false evidence appearing real, you know, a real misuse of our imagination. Coming up with all the things that could possibly go wrong. Why don't we instead visualize on the things that can go right? And that's where the postcards and the T-shirts come in for me, because anybody can do this, and we bypass all those fears because we're creating situations where interested parties are coming to us and asking us for more information, and we're just sharing with them what's working. So I definitely spent some more time with my John Astrap audience today and visualizing, emotionalizing, and fully connecting with our vision for the future and the home and the life we want to create for our kids, and using all of the tools at our disposal, my feelings, the excitement of being on a 21-day vacation to create anchors and triggers that I can use in the future to bring back this level of excitement anytime, any place that I need to bring it up. I can release the feel-good brain chemicals on command, on demand, using the triggers that I'm embedding through some of this audio training that I'm doing. I mean, Susan Sly was talking about this the other day in one of her podcasts I was listening to. You know, right before she walks on stage, something's not flowing right, she's able to put herself back in a state of ease, in a state of flow, using some of these triggers. It's phenomenal tools that if you spend the time to learn them and create them, that are awesome to have at your disposal. This is the best stuff in classical conditioning and positive psychology, and it can absolutely assist you with your goals as well, whatever they may be. So if that's something that interests you, some of these tools and techniques that I'm talking about and referring to, please get in touch with me, and I'll connect you with the right sources. So we start our 14-day Caribbean cruise, 10 island, 2 scuba dives, some zip lines, and a lot of white, warm, sandy beaches vacation on Sunday. So we'll be doing our next two Thursday night conference calls live from the ship, so don't miss next week. We'll be sharing some of what we're training on as well as some of what we've been learning, and it's going to be phenomenal. One last thing, a little tip for my Facebook scrolling today, and I realize this is easy for me to say because I'm hanging out in clear, sunny, 80-degree weather, but I would really encourage you to stop investing / wasting emotional energy on things that are outside of your control, like the stories that other people tell themselves, the drama other people create, the weather, what's on the news, what's going to be will be. But what I have some level of control over is me. And I would encourage you to exercise control over yourself and be the best you that you can bring. The best, you know, bring the best you possible to the table of life each and every day. It's a buffet. You know, take the parts you like, leave the parts behind that you don't with a polite no thank you anyways. But don't waste your emotional energy. As we're going up to the cruise time, and getting ready to leave, I knew that there's things I had to get done, and I had to get my game task done, or they were going to create pain. So I closed the email, I closed the Facebook, and I did the things that had to get done. Don't waste your emotional energy on things that are just sapping your time. There are days that I absolutely refuse to check email because I know I have things to accomplish and I don't want to waste my energy fulfilling other people's expectations and demands that I get back to them. I know what my gain tasks are, and I'm going to give my very best energy, my very best attention, my best focus to those things first, and then I'll get to the requests and the things from other people. I would encourage you to do the same, or it's very possible you may not ever get any of your gain tasks done, and I've had days like that. Schedule those gain tasks in before the pain tasks, because here's the thing with the pain tasks. When you take the trash out, you just move it to the bottom of your to-do list, and you got to take it out again next week. So focus on scheduling the gain tasks, the things that are going to move you forward, and the pain tasks will wind up scheduling themselves because the urgent things have a way of doing that. So make sure you get the big rocks in first. With that, if you are in search of adventure, if you are looking for inspirational support as you pursue your unique assignment and your reason for being on this rock, making 60 to 90 to 120 revolutions around the sun, then I want you to follow us on social media. ISA, like In Search of Adventure, ISA, in support of your assignment, ISA COPES, COPES, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I want to encourage you guys to get out there, be the most authentic you that you can be, live your life to your maximum potential, and this call has been recorded. And we'll be available for download tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Time from MakeLifeMoreEpic.com. Once again, be sure to follow at ISACOPES on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. That is it for tonight, friends. God bless. This is Drew Cope in beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico, saying dream big, dream bigger. Hashtag make life more epic. We'll catch you guys on next week's call. Goodbye for now. Good night, everyone.